Hello and welcome to another episode of Point to Point. It's the sometimes daily show where I talk to you on my way from dropping my kid off to the train station to basically entertain myself while I am slowly creeping through Boston area traffic. Today's point, it's mostly just all about this mind's eye nonsense. You may know what mind's eye is, you may not. But what a weird thing. I guess let's start at the beginning. Do you know what mind's eye is? Nope, I didn't either. Do you remember the video game platform metaverse thing that had vague Web3 blockchain NFT vibes to it? Called Everywhere, presented by Leslie Benzie, the other guy from GTA. I think this is it's listen, everything's going the way of Star Citizen, it seems. You get a prominent name to get hundreds of millions of dollars. They have grand, expansive plans for a massive, interconnected MMO style world. They realize that, uh-oh, that's really hard to do. Turns out you can't just start a brand new studio and make GTA Online immediately. So then what do? They put out a single player-ish kind of story-based game that is probably made to kind of play test the game part of Everywhere, and then you end up like generating a bunch of user-generated content in their map maker that is then mined for mined with an AI to kind of build out Everywhere content better. Is my speculative take on what Mind's Eye is. The game itself is a third person shooter that I think a lot of people are looking at and saying is like a PS2 version of Grand Theft Auto. I mean, I haven't played a Grand Theft Auto game since GTA 3, so I don't really have feelings about that. I feel like a weird person by having looked at the GTA 6 trailer and kind of walked away with a shrug. I just don't think those games are for me. But the thing about Mind's Eye, the near future GTA thing where the main character has the Mind's Eye implant that allows him to interface with drones and also other stuff is that I think it actually has a lot of I think it has a lot of modern Ubisoft Ghost Recon vibes to it. And like that's kind of Ghost Recon vibes neutral. It's interesting. I don't mind the what was it, Ghost Recon Wildlands maybe came out a handful of years ago, and then Breakpoint came out slightly after that. It has similar. This is kind of a third person shooter. You can like tag your enemies. You can do all that stuff. But it's specifically that you are either a returning member of a military group, or you just are brought to Red Rock City to figure out what's going on with this implant. But it also has shades of the first Watch Dogs, specifically the first one, not the second one. The second one everyone really liked. I don't know. It's I'm not, I guess, like super against it, but we're very much in our era of video games where like this thing's gonna come out and it's coming out in 2 weeks, I guess, by the way. Mind's Eye is releasing in like 2 weeks, and it has like real whatever, like true crime Streets of LA kind of energy to it, which I think is fine, but this really feels like a game that is going to be, $70, maybe 80, and it's just not, it doesn't seem worth it to me. Like, there might be something to the like map editor that you can kind of play around with. I kind of think that maybe that's the most interesting part of this game, and that's not even from a like the Fortnite editor has existed for a long time, but as a person who would like to dabble in game design but does not have some of the pretty fundamental skills you need to do it, I think having editors be a little bit easier to use, like looking at you, Snapmap, like I think Doom's level editor is really compelling and interesting as like a way to take something that is kind of complex and then make it pretty simple to manipulate and then test. And this seems very similar. It's a lot of like, here's a barren landscape and let's plunk some objects down. It gives you the three axis kind of movement tools that I don't know how prevalent the idea of a blue, green, and red intersecting circles on X, Y, and Z axis is to folks, like if that's like an easy thing to kind of grok, but it seems easier than having to hop into something like Unreal and try to figure out how to code something. And I think that's probably the benefit of the Fortnite editor, but I haven't jumped in there in a long time, but that also was not the easiest to kind of just get in there and figure out. So I think it'll be interesting to see what folks do with it. The more like sour take on this game is just that, man, it's a real bummer to see a bunch of really interesting, cool things coming out and then see that dude who spent the last 20 years working on GTA is not even trying to do like Red Dead but in Scotland, which is where Build a Rocket Boy is based, and instead they're just, what if we made GTA again? Like, I get it, but build what you know, but it, I don't know, it just seems kind of like a bummer that a person who has a huge opportunity, like a huge name, built their own studio after some pretty rough fallout at Rockstar, and then they're just making another pretty generic looking one of those. Like, it just seems like a wasted opportunity when there are so many studios that are just shutting down, making interesting things. There's so many indies that are barely scraping by. Like, this dude is taking his Rockstar war chest to just try to make another one of those. But what if you put in the Fortnite creation engine in there? I don't know. It kind of is a little bit of a bummer, especially when this is the output. Like, I think there is an interesting thing about trying to fill in the gap of, Fortnite cannot be the only game everyone plays forever. Like, something has to come next, probably. And I appreciate people taking big swings at what that could possibly be. And it's interesting to see games like this start from, normally the way this would work normally, 10 years ago, is someone would build GTA 5. Hey, look, here's this really cool single player game. Has like a good story. There's like an open world. It's a good sandbox. Oh, wait. What if we found a way to have it be online and have a lot of people interacting? And wow, wouldn't that be a crazy fun time? Oh, hey, now that we have all of this online service stuff in here, let's roll in monetization because, we can kind of deliver content constantly like that. And now you have GTA Online. Like, I'm sure it was part of the plan, but that was kind of how the rollout felt. And it's kind of very similar to what happened with Fortnite too. You have this game that, I mean, no one plays Save the World, but it started as a small squad-based shooter that had like a horde mode to it, and then they did the battle royale thing, built-in monetization. And now, you go back and look at what a battle pass looked like for Fortnite in 2018, and you look at it now and you're like, oh yeah, they built the entire thing, but it's weird, and I guess it kind of makes sense. But something like Mind's Eye and Everywhere, they just built it the other way around. Like they are building Everywhere currently, and then they put out Mind's Eye as like a way to like a gateway, basically, like get in here and try this thing out. And then, when Everywhere kind of kicks off out of its closed beta, you'll have like plenty of content in there. You'll have people who know how to play the game already. You will probably have some amount of paid currency in there if you're involved in that stuff. And then that game becomes more and more sticky as it goes. So it's interesting that, we've seen the GTA 5 launch and everything, and now we're starting there instead of ending up there. It's interesting. But the second part of the mind's eye thing that I think is maybe a little bit more unfortunate, and why, even if it does not have any of that Web3 blockchain nonsense in it, is why it sure feels like it might, is I'm not sure if you saw the story that probably got more coverage than them announcing a trailer for this game, is that in the game's Discord, the co-CEO of Build a Rocket Boy, the studio, basically alleges that there's someone out there doing a coordinated bot campaign to generate all the hate about this game. They think they got something really cool. I think they have something generally pretty generic, but is, interesting enough to maybe check out a demo or something. But they think they have something pretty cool, something so cool perhaps that somebody out there is trying to shut it down by doing all this nasty nonsense. And I just, oh, it just feels so bad. Like, it just feels like a dumb thing to say. Like, you guys have, like, there's no way this company built this game and didn't have someone else from outside look at it. Like, it would be absolutely absurd to me that they took generic looking dude in a generic looking bulletproof vest with floaty GTA style shooting and just like very generic looking GTA stuff, and then thought, now we got something good here. Like we got this is top notch. Who isn't going to like this game? Like no, like it's one of those. Like not that that's bad, but like it is very much a foundation game that hopefully they will be able to build on top of. So the notion that someone is out here trying to cancel this game, that there's a coordinated bot campaign out there trying to shut it down before it even comes out, is just absurd. Like it just on its face, like who's doing this? Like is Take-Two and Rockstar out here trying to shut down Mind's Eye because they don't like Leslie Benzies when he left? I mean, no. No. Like how absurd and petty is that? Like maybe. Like is it possible? I guess. But it's the most like honey, I don't think about you at all, Don Draper meme of all time. Like nobody is thinking this dude left this company and he is out there making his own thing. GTA for everyone, like literally ask anyone, is going to be the first $1 billion video game. It's going to like be the biggest thing of all time. They can probably get away with selling that thing for $100 a copy. No one gives a shit about Mind's Eye. Like this thing is coming out. No one knew it was coming out in 2 weeks anyways. Like, I don't know. It just seems really slimy, and it feels like It feels like the corporate version of the help, help, I'm being canceled, and therefore I'm going to go to Truth Social instead of, or I'm going to go to Twitter instead of this blue sky thing because, my views are being suppressed. Like, it's just the most like conservative bro nonsense of like, obviously I have such an inflated sense of my ego that if people don't like this thing, it's not because the thing is bad or uninteresting or isn't doing something to jump out in the market. It's because you hate me. And like, sweetheart, it just doesn't work that way. Like, you just, I don't know, like, do something else then. Like, take this feedback and like build something else. But I think this is, I guess as we get close to the train station here, my point here in general is these comments were in a closed Discord that was for people who are interested in the video game. And there was a really good Aftermath piece a while ago that was basically about the death of the forum and how Discord is not a forum. And I think that's the thing, is that we just don't have that many avenues for general public discourse and like feedback anymore. Like, it's all closed places, and it's all, 140 characters at a time. So like, you don't get a chance to have like a conversation and like a running string. So I don't know. I think that there's a lot of echo chamber nonsense going on with this game, and it looks fine, but I don't know. If there is like kind of any price associated with it, I'm probably out on this one. But yeah, that's my point today. Mind's eye, I guess go check out that trailer. Maybe the more important thing that you should go do with your life is go to the Bandai Namco YouTube and watch the fucking AMV they put out for Elden Ring Nightreign set to Evanescence's Bring Me Back to Life, because holy shit, what a fantastic thing to do. But yeah, thanks for hanging out. I gotta hop on this train and get out of here. Yeah, cool. Thanks. 70% complete. Go check it out. We got some stuff coming out pretty soon, and I hope you check out the site and see what's going on. Thanks so much. We'll talk tomorrow. See ya.